Today, we're following some breaking news on President Trump's immigration policies.
Well, Trump said that he'll be signing an executive order today that would end his administration's policy of separating children from their parents at the southern border. Here he is speaking today at a meeting with lawmakers.
The dilemma is that if you're weak, which some people would like you to be, if you're really, really pathetically weak, the country's going to be overrun with millions of people. And if you're strong, then you don't have any heart. That's a tough dilemma. Perhaps I'd rather be strong, but that's a tough dilemma.
We're joined by NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, what do we know about the executive order? What's in it?
Well, we don't know very much at this point. The president said he was going to sign something before he trooped off to a campaign appearance in Minnesota this afternoon, and he's leaving in the next 30 minutes or so. So we expect him to sign something in short order, but we don't know what it's going to be, except that he says it is going to both maintain a tough security measure at the southern border while also ending the policy of family separation. We should say, just in response to what he talked about, the millions of people overrunning the country, there's nothing like that number overrunning the country now. Illegal border crossings are a fraction of what they were as recently as 2006. But there has been a slight uptick, and that has been a source of frustration for the president. That's why they put the family separation policy in place as what the administration hoped would be a deterrent for illegal border crossings. But obviously, the claims that the president had no heart have finally persuaded the administration to change course.
And Scott, if he does sign this executive order, what does it mean for all of the kids who have already been separated from their parents? That's going to be a pretty enormous task to try to reconnect them with their families. Or does it apply to them or just new people coming over?
Well, again, Jeremy, I'm sorry. I wish we had the order. I could tell you. We don't really know. And frankly, these are the kinds of things that their administration is probably still hastily working out. Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen was at the White House today. Of course, just a few days ago, she was insisting there was no policy of family separation. So this is clearly a scramble by the administration. They have been caught by the politics of this and the domestic politics as well. We understand that Melania Trump pressured her husband to change course on this.
The House Speaker Paul Ryan talked this morning, Scott, about this so-called compromise bill that has the support of Republican moderates. What do you know about that?
This is a bill that was kicking around before the family separation policy became a red-hot problem for Congress and the administration. It was initially intended to, on the one hand, address the Dreamers, that is, the immigrants living in the country illegally who were brought here as children, who have been put in limbo ever since the president rescinded an Obama-era policy last fall, a policy that had given those Dreamers a reprieve from deportation. So the compromise bill would tackle that. It would also give the president some of what he wants, including funding for the border wall and changes to legal immigration, such as ending the visa lottery and scaling back family-based or what the White House calls chain migration. It's not at all clear, though, that the Republicans have the votes in the House to pass that measure, let alone the Senate. It is one of two bills that they will that House lawmakers will consider, and some of the conservatives don't like it, and they're not getting much support from Democrats who feel like, you know, the president made his bed here. Let the Republicans deal with this.
Scott, how would you sum up these last few days for the White House? It seems a little rocky.
You know, the president has made tough immigration enforcement part of his brand from the day that he declared his campaign for the White House, accusing Mexico of sending rapists across the border. But he has clearly gotten some comeuppance from, in particular, suburban Republicans who don't want this hanging over their heads in the midterm elections. And so he's being forced to sort of call an audible here against what is probably his instinct.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome.